I held her close to me, 'cause I know she breaks so easily. And then I told her, but I knew no matter how I tried to console her, she'd just do the best she could. But there are times the best is no damn good, and no matter how you try to be kind, there's always still a part of you you leave behind. When it falls apart, there's no easy way to break somebody's heart.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. My guest is Jose Feliciano. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Che Guevara, huh?
Okay. All right, man. My guest is my good friend Robert Miranda of Fresh Water for Life. Flack, how you doing, man?
All right, man. Good. How you doing?
It's good to have you back in the studio,
thank you,
man.
Thank you.
You know, I was at a community meeting last night with the chief of police and the Office of Violence Prevention and all sorts of people whose responsibility it is to address the crime in our neighborhoods and in our communities. And they're working diligently. They have this responsibility to fix it. And Robert, you know me. Don't invite me to the party.
Right. Especially when it's full of plastic. Yeah.
if you don't want to hear the truth, you and I are one in the same, then don't invite me. And they haven't been inviting me.
Right.
And they probably won't invite me again because I was saying they're trying to figure out answers to the crime in young people. And I said to them, you know, listen, when you ignore what happens to people and where they live, and there's no investment in their communities, and I love you always talking about Camelot downtown, because that's what downtown Milwaukee looks like, right?
Yeah.
Looks like Camelot.
They're getting ready to put a big old landmark development going up.
Man, and six blocks from Camelot, there's hell.
That's right. Right? Shantytown.
Yeah. And you can't say to people who see that.
Right.
Six blocks away, clean, beautiful, brand new.
No potholes in the street.
Not man.
Garbage picked
up. Yeah, and hey, man, and people coming in from all over the world as a destination place.
And your leader's talking about how wonderful and fresh the water is.
Oh, man.
Good tasting water.
And then you live where you live. Children aren't stupid.
Right.
They know something is not right. Now, you're part of an organization called FLAC, Fresh Water for Life. You've been at the front of the line in a battle between our city, our state, and others across the nation for fresh water. Man, why is there a battle? Why is there a fight in the United States of America, the richest nation on earth?
To provide your citizens with water that is clean
and
pure so that they can have healthy families.
Hey, Robert,
families.
When we claim to do that all over the world, we go all over the world.
We go all over the world and help water people get their water nice and clean and get them water. But when we come to our cities are providing the most toxic, the most tainted water in the world. Well, I shouldn't say in the world, but it's pretty high up there.
But the other part of it, Robert, is there are people listening to this who won't believe it.
Well, because people don't understand the science of water. See, water is a very complicated issue. The science behind water, if you don't really study it, research it. Yeah, I mean, you could get easily strayed away by the smooth-talking, knowledgeable bureaucrats and professionals that they've hired to put the propaganda out, okay? So, you know, you could say, well, I got lead pipes, and my water is being tainted with lead. And they'll come in and they'll say, look, yes, you do have lead pipes, and your water is tainted with lead, but to get rid of that, all you have to do is flush the water. And it'll clean the lead out of
which
the water.
Which means turn on your faucet and let it run.
Yeah, let it run. Right. Let the water run. Let it run for 2-3 minutes. When the science, the studies show that flushing the water is unreliable. It's plain as day. It's there. These are peer-reviewed research that is out there. Anybody can look it up and find it. But because people don't do that, and they rely on word of mouth by the so-called government talking heads. And they say, no, if you flush the water 2-3 minutes, independent laboratories say that that is a very effective means of removing the lead from the water. Well, no, it's not. And the studies that are peer-reviewed, and there are many of them, show that the flushing does not work entirely. I'm not saying it doesn't work at all. It does provide a temporary relief. But after you flushed, and let's say we listen to Milwaukee Water Works, who says if you flush once a day for 2-3 minutes, your water is fine. Well, that's totally erroneous, because if you flush once a day and the water is cleared of the soluble lead, after a while, that lead comes back into the water. Soluble lead comes back into the water. So you could flush, and maybe for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, the water may be clear of the lead. But after that time, this process within the pipe, the water starts to get tainted again with lead. So if you haven't used the tap in your house after the first flush in the morning, if you haven't used the water after that for about maybe an hour, 2 hours, then about 2.5 hours, you come back and you use the water instead of flushing it. Now you're using water that does have more lead in it. So, now, that we're not saying it's got a high concentration of lead. But if we're saying there is no safe level of lead, that's what they say, right?
Right.
They're always saying there's no safe level in lead. The concentration of lead, be it 3 parts per billion, 4 parts per billion, 5 parts per billion, is still high enough to endanger the children in our community.
So what would you say to people who say, what is he talking about? I don't taste any lead in my water.
right.
Okay, so.
Well, that's the people who don't understand the issue. Because lead is not, you can't smell lead, you can't see lead, you can't taste lead. It's just there. And it's in its soluble form, mixes in very nicely with the water. Now, you've used filters. And when you use filters and you clean that filter and replace it with another new filter, what do you get?
Yeah, you see the lead.
Yeah, you see all that lead in there.
Right.
You know, but you didn't see it. And before you used your filter, and you didn't taste it when you drank that water, but it's in there. And all you got to do is use a filter. And when you, after 3 months, replace that filter and look at what that filter looked like, that's what you could have been drinking.
And that's what's actually entering into your body.
Exactly.
And so, look, we're in Waukesha. So people may say, well, that's that stuff they're doing in Milwaukee.
Right.
Right? That's not happening in Waukesha. What would
Waukesha,
you say?
Well, Waukesha, you need to, Waukesha does have some areas that they need to look at in regards to lead pipes, lead laterals and stuff. They do have some areas. Right now, they're about 90% completed with the
In Waukesha, they fixed the laterals, lead laterals.
No. They're getting the water from Milwaukee. From Milwaukee, right. They had to dig out. You saw all these constructions that is going on in Arello. That's because they're laying all the pipes and everything. So all that project is 90% completed.
Yeah, they purchased the water from Milwaukee.
Exactly. So now, eventually, they're going to be seeing some water coming in, hopefully in the next 6 months or whatever. What they're going to have to watch out for in Waukesha is where those houses who have lead laterals, where those houses who have lead laterals are, because they're going to have to remove those lead laterals and not allow the lead laterals to taint that pure, clean water that they're going to be getting through the mains. So it is important that Waukesha understands lead will find a way to get into your system. And if you can move the laterals out, if you have lead laterals and you can remove them, get them out of your environment immediately once you start getting that nice, clean Milwaukee water.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guess is my good friend Robert Miranda, a.k.a. Jose Feliciano. We'll be right back.
Oh, what a lady. I thought that she'd break down, but she smiled at me and never made a sound. And I guess she understood in her way, 'cause her silence told me everything she could not say. When it falls apart, well, there's just no easy way. There's just no easy way. There's no easy way to break somebody's heart.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Robert Miranda, my good friend. He is certainly a guy who is at the forefront and has been at the forefront. Man, how many years has it been now? Five?
Oh, wow. We started picking up on this in late 2015. So, yeah, it's been...
Wow, man, it's been that long.
It's been a minute, yeah.
And so for people who are just joining us and might not know, Robert is a part of an organization called FLAC, Fresh Water for Life, and he's been taking on the city, the state, about a phenomena that is happening all over this nation, and the poisoning. Listen to the words that I'm saying. The poisoning of the American people through water, and many are not even aware of the fact that they're being poisoned. And so, Robert, would you say to somebody who's listening who may not believe any of this, where they can go immediately to get some idea about what this is we're talking about?
They can definitely Google lead in water. That's all they really need to do. and everything will come up. All the information you need to know. Studies, reports, everything that you can possibly want to read to give you the facts and the details of how we got into this problem to how it's affecting communities, how it's affecting your health. You can look it up and just go at it.
So you always talk about lead laterals. What is a lead lateral?
Those lead laterals are the pipe that connects from the city water main to the inside of your house and connects into the water meter. And so back in the early or late 1800s, the city of Milwaukee had put lead laterals, connected them to the housing stocks that were growing back then. They connected them from their water mains, which most of the water mains of the city of Milwaukee are like cast iron water mains. But there's some issues there because some of them were also using lead solder and all that other stuff and all those.
Right.
But for the homeowner that has the lateral, that line that connects from the water main to the inside of the house, if it's made of lead, you are basically sentencing your family to a long-term health disaster if you don't remove those or take precautions like getting yourself a filter to protect your family.
So is there an opportunity, Robert, that you can reverse once this lead has accumulated in your body, in your system? Can it be flushed out?
Lead stays in your body. Lead goes into the bones. Lead goes into the soft tissue. Some of it does excrete itself out. But by and large, if you Google lead in bones and hit images, you'll see all these x-rays and all these pictures on Google, lead in bone. You'll see all these x-rays and all these images where it shows where the lead hides. And the lead builds up in the bone, builds up in the tissues. And for women especially, that is very, very dangerous because once women begin to stress, like during pregnancy, the lead releases again into the bloodstream from where it's been hibernated.
So clearly impacting and affecting the fetus.
The fetus, exactly. Because once the fetus cannot take not even a milliliter of lead, there'll be a miscarriage immediately. So it is important for pregnant women to know that if they live in a home that does have a lead lateral, a lead pipe that connects from the water main to your house, you immediately get filters or use other sources of water, but don't use that water or coming from the tap that is connected to a lead pipe.
You know, Robert, for people who hearing this for the first time, you and I have been kind of connected ever since you started this quest, you and others, because it was just nonsensical to me that we live in a nation that knows children are being poisoned by lead. We know it.
Right.
And we don't do everything within our power to fix that. Well, I mean, where does that make any sense whatsoever, man?
It doesn't make any sense. It's travesty. It's calamity. It's just something that you just can't write this kind of stuff where you have people elected into office who understand and know this is a problem, but turn a blind eye because the more important thing is to build skyscrapers and to build Camelot and to put all the money there so that you could have this shining city, and around this shining city, you have quality of life that's deteriorating, and you have a vital source of life, which is water, not providing the kind of refreshment that the people of the city deserve.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. My guest is Robert Miranda of Flack. You can join us. We'll be right back. At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. My guest is Robert Miranda of Flack, Freshwater for Life. So Robert, you know, you were battling with the then former mayor, Tom Barrett, in City Hall. Mm-hmm. And you have been a thorn in their side. And I remember standing with you and many others as we went to City Hall, and you had intestinal fortitude to stand right in front of City Hall and the mayor's office and challenge those elected officials to fix a problem that is generationally destroying families. Mm-hmm. Because really, after this is all said and done, that's what's at the root of this, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's at the root of the problems that we are experiencing in our streets today. You know, there are many, many very solid researched, peer-reviewed researched information out there that clearly shows lead connection with violence in our community. It's all out there. You know, we even had a UW-Milwaukee study that came out, and the professor did a long-term study and looked at the 1990s and the kids that were being lead poisoned and followed their trail. And it was a fabulous study and showed that, you know, these kids that have been harmed by lead have a tendency to be engaged in gun violence. There's a UC Berkeley and a Harvard University study. Both universities came together and did a study of 537 cities. And half of them were cities with lead pipes, and half of them were cities without lead pipes. And the cities with lead pipes had the link showing that they were 46% more likely to engage in murder and violent behavior than cities without. There are plenty of pieces of information out there to help us fix this violent problem. The fix is basically simply remove the toxin from the environment. Take it out of the ground. Take the pipes out of the ground. Take the lead paint out.
So what do you say, man, to people who say, we can't afford it? Because you hear it. Mm-hmm. How long did they say it was going to take in Milwaukee? How many, 70 years?
Yeah, 70. Now, hey, man, this is where that argument is pathetically ridiculous and absurd. It's going to take Milwaukee almost 60, 70 years to remove their pipes. But 2 weeks ago, Detroit, Michigan, announced they're going to be removing 5,000 pipes this year and then ratchet up to 10,000 pipes next year and remove all their pipes within the next 7 to 10 years. Now, they are using ARPA, HARPA money. They're getting as much as Milwaukee to do that. Plus, they're getting another little bit from the EPA. If they can do that, why is Milwaukee pushing this pathetic plan of 1,500 pipes a year? We can afford it. If Detroit can afford it, Newark, New Jersey removed 22,000 pipes in 2 years. Where'd they find the money?
Madison, Wisconsin removed all their
lead pipes. Cities all over the country are removing these pipes by the thousands.
Because they know the impact of it.
Well, they know that if they deal with this now, the residual, the cost benefits in the future for the city far outweighs the need for the cost today. Because if they can start seeing the trends go down with violence, improved education, health improvements, that's a lot of money they're going to be saving later.
Let's do this. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, my friend?
Well, thanks again, Earl, on a great topic. I got a member of my family that's involved in lead abatement. There's a lot of communities that have just great discounts or almost free or ridiculous funding to get those lead pipes out of the ground. Now, the people that oppose them, and we all know who they are, they worry about Bud Light beer. They don't worry about people dying. They worry about all this asinine stuff they come up with. But here's the bottom line, and your guest just said it. If we get going and get this fixed, that means down the road we're saving money, because you're going to have to deal with the health care of this person when they start really suffering from lead disease. I worked in a business at AT&T where we were involved with lead, and my God, we were tested all the time. They were upfront on what could happen, but they also said, we're going to do everything to protect you. Now, here we are, 2023, and we've got a culture of some of our people are humanitarians and we care about each other, and others only care about themselves, but not to spend money.
Right.
To stop the poisoning of people is ludicrous, because that's it. You say it to them just like that. So you'd rather have them poisoned and use this excuse you can't afford it, but you can afford to have investigations that go nowhere and cost almost a collective total of $1 billion.
Right.
You waste money on nothing, but you won't invest in something. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Robert, you want to respond to Bill?
Bill's on target. I mean, the people like Bill is what is needed in our communities. Those voices need to be at those meetings, at those hearings, saying exactly what Bill said. The more we get people out there to push these politricksters and all these other bureaucrats in government who are more inclined to listen to the people with wealth and push an agenda that supports the billionaires and the millionaires of this community, rather than support the idea of protecting the public, protecting the families, the general welfare of the community, rather than paying attention to that idea. These politicians have grown accustomed to sitting down with these people with wealth and pushing agendas for them, and then their payoff for doing that is a nice big steak dinner, you know, and that's pathetic, and the whole thing is really immoral. It's really immoral what's going on.
So you know, Robert, you guys went as far as putting fresh water in cans,
right,
and delivering that to expectant mothers.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about that and why you guys felt so committed that there are people who understand this to that degree that they raise money outside of the government in order to do this. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we took it upon ourselves as a coalition, to get the Let Out Coalition, to create a program to protect pregnant mothers. And it was called the Pregnant People's Program. It's called the Pregnant People's Program. And basically, we were able to get the support and help of an international charity firm called Canned Water for Kids. Rather than use plastic bottles, these folks did cans. And they put the water in the cans, and they donated large amounts of water to our cause so that we can fan out into the community to give a month's supply of water to mothers who signed up for our program. And we're still doing that now. We're actually doing that program with churches and stuff now that we're working with, who have been filtering water and helping us provide fresh filtered water to these families that have a mom who is pregnant. Because, you know, we do see a correlation or a tie between the high infant mortality rate of Milwaukee and the lead and water issue.
You know, Robert, man, you know, people may consider me to be a cynical person, but, you know, I am. Okay, when you know that people can sell bottled water that they claim has been filtered, and we know it's just water that they took out of a place that has not been filtered,
right?
And they can sell that to you, and somehow that can be legal, and you go into a store because you understand you're concerned about your health and the water, and yet somebody can sell you something that is tap water.
Well,
I mean, come on, man.
It's sad that there actually, you know, a few weeks ago, a couple of my associates had mentioned to me that there were actually some people at the Milwaukee Water Works, an individual, some red-haired guy who actually, we had a press conference at City Hall about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and this guy interrupted the press conference and was trying to say what I was saying was not true. And when I asked this guy, who is he and what organization or what media firm does he belong to, he wouldn't answer. Well, I took his picture and put it out on our network, and we found out he's an employee of Milwaukee Water Works. And I'm like, wait a minute. This guy came to my press conference to defend the very body that is poisoning our community. And he's now one of the people who are out there talking about that, what you're talking about, and that is somebody had recommended that what Milwaukee Water should do is bottle their water and sell it. And I'm like, really? is this an idea that's really being discussed? I hope not.
So let's do this. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, how did the city of Milwaukee get so far behind? Because Madison had theirs removed 5 years ago. City of Green Bay had theirs done 3 years ago. And it sounds like Milwaukee has many, many more years.
Well, they're a lot smaller. Those are smaller communities, number one.
Granted, early are, but you said how many years it would take Milwaukee to remove theirs?
Yeah, they're talking about 60 to 70 years. Currently, there are about 66,000 lead pipes that they need to remove. But, you know, the idea again is that when you look at what other cities have done that are on the same plane as Milwaukee, for example, Detroit or Newark or other areas around the country, Denver is another one, that have just as many pipes, they're not looking to remove these pipes in 6 to 7 decades. They're looking to get rid of these pipes within the next 5 to 10 years. And Milwaukee is putting out a plan now that is talking about this 60 to 70 year delay in removing this from the environment, which is totally absurd and ridiculous.
Well, and just, you know, unacceptable.
Yeah.
Ken, thank you very much for the call. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Robert Miranda of FLAC, Fresh Water for Life. We'll be right back.
My best wasn't good enough, 'cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just once, can we figure out?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. My guest is Robert Miranda of FLAC, Fresh Water for Life. So Robert, you and I were at a community meeting a couple of weeks ago, and thanks for inviting me. You knew I would be there.
Yep.
And so... that was great fanfare from some
that's politely putting it.
Yeah. That, hey, we got some information that's going to change things.
Right.
And they had their chests all poked out, and this was, you know, they were going to make it, you know, plain.
Right.
We got some resources. We're going to move this thing forward, but they didn't realize that troublemaker Robert Miranda was there. And he brought a willing sidekick with me along with him. And
you notice how the whole room just quiet down a little.
and those people who were there and who are aware and who want to get this thing repaired, who do know what's going on, and the cost of repairing it on the side of the homeowners can kind of be cost prohibitive, right? I mean,
it's daunting. Yes, it is.
Because you talked about, they didn't say it, but you got all your plumbing.
Right. I mean, it's not, the cost is very daunting. There's no question about that. Because you not only have to deal with the lead lateral, the pipes that connect from the main to the inside of the house. And incidentally, we have put out a research that our researchers gathered from the city archives and from Golden Mayor archives and all other areas. And we found that City of Milwaukee mandated in the 1870s that lead pipes be used by homeowners then to connect to the water mains. So the homeowners back then were told, if you're going to collect to the water mains of Milwaukee, you use lead laterals. That was a mandate. It was passed in 1872. And then in 1921, there was another Common Council resolution that said that those lead pipes that are connected to the water being need to be made with extra strong lead, you know. So this whole idea of the private side came about in the early 1990s when, after 1986, the United States government banned the use of lead pipes to be connected to the water mains of the cities. and said lead pipes no longer shall and can be used. So cities then at that time realized they have to do something because this was a public health concern and the cities were being poisoned by this. And so they started mobilizing, but then in the early 1990s, somebody came up with a good idea to go to the EPA and say to the EPA, hey, look, you know, this is very costly to cities. Can we just remove our side by the curb and then the property owners are responsible for their side? And the EPA said, good idea. Let's go for it. You know, and so then it took the cities off the hook from the mandate at Milwaukee specifically. It took Milwaukee off the hook for the mandate that they did in the late 1800s and early 1900s, and gave them the cover to say, well, you know, this is a private sector thing. This is all this. If you don't know the history of this, you're going to be hoodwinked and bamboozled by the government to do what the government says needs to be done.
So, Robert, you also stated that there was a limit of how many years those pipes should have been in the ground, and that there was that they should have been removed by now.
Yeah, you know, like we said at that meeting, you know, this is ridiculous that we're going to wait 60, 70 years, another 60, 70 years. The first pipes were probably put in back in the 1850s, 1840s. But we know that a large number of lead pipes were put in the 1870s. Now, science and research out there, peer-reviewed, and everybody who knows this, who is in plumbing, who's everything, unions, everybody know. These pipes have to remove every 70 years. Every 70 years. These pipes in Milwaukee have been underground for the last 140 years. They are underground, expired twofold. Corrosion in those pipes is immense and tremendous. And we're going to take 60, 70 years to remove them? That's absurd. And yeah, so they have to be removed every 70 years. And the city back then, the city said, hey, this is a responsibility of the private sector, which I believe is wrong. The city and government should be responsible for what
they did. So, you
know,
Robert, if you just think just for a millisecond, the corrosion of pipes that old.
And the amount of it.
It's locked inside of the pipes.
Right.
Where else can it go?
It's either going through that pipe through the taps of the house, or if water mains break or something goes on with the system, it backs into the water mains. And a lot of that crap goes back into the... You got a lot of that... I mean, you're looking at almost 70,000 homes, and let's say a few thousand, 3,000 or 2,000, 200.
Right.
You know, have a problem. That stuff goes back in. And it gets out into the system. It is the most destructive thing going on in cities right now, that water is not being protected the way it should be. And the infrastructure of water is not being taken care of the way it needs to be taken care of so that the public health is protected.
So dear brother, we're out of time for this segment. I got to do a better job of keeping you in the pipeline, so to speak. No pun intended. And keep people updated on where we are, man. Love you.
All right, brother.
I really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. That's Robert Miranda of FLAC. We'll be right back. You know, man.